All right, let's go to our New York studios and go inside her story with Jackie Reed up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay. Happy Friday, everybody. Listen, former rapper Rev Run and actor-singer Tyrese have this new talk show on Oprah's network called It's Not You, It's Men, where they give relationship advice mostly to women. And there are many black men, Tom, finding success by focusing on the fear that many black women have about being single. But my guest this morning warns we ladies need to be careful who we are taking advice from. In fact, she wrote an article about it a few days ago titled, Women, Stop Listening to Sexist Relationship Experts.
Yes.
In it, she targets Reverend Run, Tyrese, and Steve Harvey. I'm going inside her story with author Demetria Lucas. Her latest book, you guys, is Don't Waste Your Pretty, the go-to guide for making smarter decisions in life and love. Demetria, good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Very happy to have you here. I loved this article and the things that you had to say in it because I find it very true, but I'd love for you to explain it to our audience. Now, in this article, you warn women to stop taking relationship advice from sexist men, and you name names, Reverend Run, Tyrese, Steve Harvey. Share, first off, with Tyrese and Rev Run, what happened on their show with Amber Rose that made you write this article?
Oh, my God.
You know, there was a clip that went viral. Everyone was talking about it, where Amber Rose was on the show, and she was having to explain sexual consent to Tyrese and Rev Run, who were sitting there looking baffled, like they really didn't understand that no meant no. Like Amber was saying that, you know, if a woman says no, it doesn't matter how much you've spent on the date. It doesn't matter how far the foreplay is gone, if you have your clothes on or off. If she says no, the answer is no, period. Then she was trying to explain, and, you know, Tyrese was sitting there like, huh? That, you know, a woman can wear what she wants to wear, and it doesn't give a man a right to harass her or grope her. Tyrese kept using the word grope. And then Reverend Run pipes in that, you know, you have to dress how you want to be addressed, which, you know, I took a great issue with, too. Because, you know, guys seem to understand that they don't want to be judged by police. They don't want to be harassed when it comes to wearing whatever they want to wear
right.
or driving
and
whatever
yet.
Car. But yet, they turn around and say the same thing to women, that, you know, you got to dress a certain way if you want a certain amount of respect. And I'm like, hey, you want to be able to wear whatever you want, and you don't want to be harassed by police, but you don't see the same connection with women. When you see a woman, you want to judge her, you want to harass her, you want to grope her, as Tyrese kept saying, based on what she has on. And they don't seem to get that the same racism that they deal with police is the same way that they enforce sexism on women.
That's a really good point. Let's move on to Steve Harvey because you point him out. He's been very successful with his relationship advice. And you took issue with kind of what he was talking on his show about why men cheat. Talk about that.
You know, there's a great video that's viral that has a compilation of some of the worst advice that Steve Harvey has given. And let me say that I am a fan of some of the things he says. I don't think he's, you know, all bad. And I don't think the same of Rev Run or Tyrese either. That said, you know, Steve Harvey was talking about cheating in one of his episodes, and he said, why do men cheat? And he totally blamed it on women. He said, well, because women allow it. And he said, if women didn't cheat, then men wouldn't have the opportunity. And it's like, hey, what about the guy cheating? Like, he made a decision, he made a choice, he took his clothes off, he went out on a date, whatever. But he totally takes the responsibility off of the men. And I'm like, hey, can we acknowledge that men are responsible for some things too? This isn't just a one-sided issue.
Right. So why is it bad, in your opinion, Demetria, for women to take advice from these types of men?
Because if you're taking advice from someone who totally blames you for everything, who doesn't understand you as a woman, who thinks that, you know, it doesn't understand a concept like no means no, thinks it's okay to judge you by what you look like, then they're sexist. And, you know, it just follows that any advice that they give is kind of going to be pretty sexist, too. It's not going to be in your best interest necessarily.
It's going to be in the man's best interest.
It's going to be in the man's best interest. And I think so much of relationship advice is given, it's always aimed at women. It's always talking about what women have to do.
What we have to do, what we have to change, how we need to be better.
Because the men won't listen or they won't change.
But why do you think so many women listen to men? Why do they get so many women to listen?
You know, I honestly don't understand because men make it very, very clear that they're not, a woman cannot tell a man how to be a man. Men will tell you that very, very clearly. But women, for some reason, think a man can tell them how to be a woman, and I don't understand it at all. I really don't.
I don't get it. Do you think that when it comes to Rev Ron and Tyrese and Steve Harvey, that they were having or they've had sexist and misogynistic moments, or are they sexist? Are they misogynist?
I think overall they have moments, but I'm also really clear that, you know, this is a sexist society. It's not like they're, these anomalies. It's a sexist society. It's not geared toward women. It's geared to cater toward men, and particularly white men.
And why, I agree with that. Are women saying to you in response to your article, which is wonderful, by the way?
I'm getting high fives across the internet. Like, this is a thought that I've had for a really long time. I didn't know it was going to be this popular. You know, the first day it went up, you know, it got like 46,000 likes on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, where did all you people come from? I had no idea it was going to be this popular.
What amazes me, you guys, is how many people, women included, men, but women, that don't realize that there are sexist men out there. Men who are sexist don't realize that they are actually sexist. And women, to me, support that. And misogynistic. They don't get it. I mean, I don't know if you can do this for us, Demetria, because we don't have a lot of time, but can you break down, you know, what a woman should look for in a man who is sexist?
I mean,
or misogynistic, more importantly?
You know, it's the guy who's always talking about, like, he's a leader. He's talking about a woman must submit. He's constantly assigning gender roles. Men do this, women do that. And, you know, I do believe in roles to a certain extent. But the onus is always on the woman to handle everything. If something goes wrong, he's always blaming the woman. He never takes responsibility for himself. He never addresses the men in his life. It's always about what the women must do and the load that they must carry. So I find when you come across a guy who always is very negative about women, rarely has anything nice to say unless it's about his mama, he's not really a fan.
And even then, I mean, we just
even women don't like their mama.
No, seriously. No.
You're right, though. You're right.
Well, I mean, even something as tiny, I shouldn't say as tiny, I take that back. Even something like street harassment, which is a big deal to me, which is a clear indication of sexist behavior in our society. A lot of people just don't take that seriously, especially men. It's like, what? I'm just saying hello, or I'm just giving you a compliment. And they just really don't
speak to you.
And I shouldn't have to. And I shouldn't have to. And men don't get that. I think a lot of men out there who are sexist, and it's a lot of people, you know, that we know, don't get that they are sexist. And that's the most difficult part of it. But Demetria, Sybil was making a great point. It's like, where do we go from here? Because a lot of women do adhere to the advice from these types of men. They rely on it.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I really think that we need to get back to our communities of women. I think women need to talk to other women, women in their age group, their peer group, older women, about how to be better women. Another woman can tell you about womanhood. A man can't. He can tell you his opinions on it, but there's lived experiences that we have that men will just never understand. And the same day, we don't understand how to be men and exactly what they go through.
And
we've got to get back to our circles.
But we also have to keep talking. We can't just say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, and then just say, okay, fine, I've done my part. We have to keep the conversation channels open, because just because you don't get it the first time doesn't mean that at some point it's not going to get in.
There's a lot of women.
And you have to be careful of the advice you get from some women, because some women are caught up in these, you know, sexist kind of thinking themselves, and will give you advice that's bad advice.
And it's a vicious cycle.
It really is. Well, Demetria,
men should talk to men as well. Men should talk to each other as well. There's a lot of relationship advice aimed at women, and men need advice too. They need a little help from the brothers as well.
A little help?
A lot.
From the evolved brothers.
Demetria Lucas, thank you so much. The book is Don't Waste
now
Your Pretty.
That was sexist.
Thank you.
Now he's offended.
A little help? Whoa.
What? It's true.
What did I say?
Hugging next.
Great job.
25 past the hour.